it's heartbreaking and it's also frustrating because you too, by the end, feel like this didn't have to happen, that so many of these deaths were preventable.
Miami Herald reporter Audra Birch and Herald investigative reporter Carol Marvin Miller spent months sifting through almost 500 child death reports filed by Florida's Department of Children and Families, or DCF. During their investigation, they discovered most of the children who died were already on the state's radar. For example, a little girl in Duval County was beaten to death by her father in 2008. The incident followed a previous beating that landed her in the hospital. Despite signs that the girl was in danger, she was returned to her father. In the same county, just a few years later, there was an almost identical story with a little boy. He was in and out of the hospital with skull fractures. The last time, they were fatal. Miller says all this was the product of the state cutting resources. She says one way officials cut costs was by adopting a policy that kept families together despite signs of trouble.
There was this policy that children were better off left with their parents even when they were, and they often were, in grave danger. And the state wasn't devoting the resources necessary to protect those kids who were being left with drug addicted and mentally ill and sometimes violent parents.
The result, 477 children died preventable deaths from 2008 to November 2013, according to a massive DCF public records request from the Herald. One of the cutbacks was manpower. According to DCF, in the span of 10 years, the agency shed 12,000 jobs. From 2003 to 2013, DCF staff became about 48% smaller. These two developments are linked in a pretty big way. Miller says some of the most alarming job cuts came from DCF's quality assurance team. She says over 5 years, the agency cut these watchdog positions by about two-thirds.
Why do we care about quality assurance? Those are the people that you hire to make sure that you don't make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Now, if you go back and you read 500 death reviews like we did, you will find that one of the things that's gone on here is that we have made the same mistakes over and over and over again.
A DCF spokesperson says the steep job cuts are mostly reflective of a move towards community-based care. From 2000 to 2005, the state outsourced services for children who had been abused, neglected, and/or abandoned to local nonprofit agencies. The goal was to make child services in the state more effective and accountable. And again, it could save the state some money. But Democratic State Senator Eleanor Sobel says that's not how things shook out.
It is not true that this department has been running more efficiently or effectively or transparently.
Sobel is the chair of a committee that oversees DCF. This year, her committee had a lot of work to do. Besides overhauling policies, DCF had to start hiring back some people. Following the Miami Herald's reporting, this year lawmakers passed a bill that funded 270 additional child protective investigators. Sobel says this is a good start.
Is it enough? I'm not sure.
Reporter Carol Marvin Miller agrees it's a good thing the state is working to reduce caseloads for child welfare workers. Before this year, some investigators had up to 20 cases. But Miller argues lawmakers did not really tackle the root of the problem. She says the state should also have set aside more money for foster care, drug treatment, and abuse counseling. And Miller says limited resources, including manpower, is a problem plaguing a lot of Florida social services.
This is not just about DCF. This is about every other agency in state government that performs social services or subsidized health care. And the dirty little secret of Florida politics is that we ration care for our most vulnerable.
Miller points out the Florida legislature does not have an estimating conference for most social services. This means lawmakers don't know what the actual level of need for care is, so they don't budget for it. DCF officials say because of reform efforts, staff cuts are not affecting the department anymore. A DCF spokesperson also pointed out the agency is doing oversight differently via a method called rapid safety feedback. Although since legislation was passed, the Herald has reported on several other child deaths involving cases DCF was already aware of. In the meantime, Democratic State Senator Eleanor Sobel says her committee will continue to monitor DCF to see if these recent changes made any difference. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.